Ever wonder about the impact you have on others or the impact that they have on you? The Ripple Effect on Thrive Life TV explores just that. You'll understand how one person, one moment can transform your entire life. Discover stories of profound influence, mentorship, and life-altering connections. Join us to uncover the power of human interactions in shaping careers, relationships, and personal growth. Subscribe to Thrive Life TV today with a 7-day no-risk free trial and start understanding the ripples you create and receive in the journey of life. Your story of impact is just one click away. Go to thrivelifetv.com or search for us in the Google and Apple Play stores. We'll see you inside. Get ready to believe that you can have it all. Time for yourself, the kids, your marriage, and your business. My name is Amy Wine. I am a Jesus-loving married mom, CEO, professional counselor, marriage therapist, peak performance business strategist, and believer in keeping it real. Real life, real relationships, real people. I help overwhelmed CEOs design a life they can't wait to wake up to each day. Each episode, I meet you right where you are with time-tested tools and strategies that you can find clarity on who you are and all the hats you wear and live your life authentically on purpose. This is real life, raw, sometimes ugly, other times wonderful and fun. And I cannot promise you that this work is easy. But I could tell you it is totally worth it. Are you ready? Let's get started. All my life, I have been told, you can't do that in relation to dreams, ideas I had, or that idea is a pipe dream, or I've been laughed at. And when I've shared a dream or idea of mine, or my very favorite is I've heard this. Oh, that's just another one of Amy's ideas. As I was blown off and they were amused. So you know what I did? I stopped sharing. I stopped sharing my ideas with other people. And for a while, I stopped dreaming. I stopped thinking it was possible. I stopped thinking that there's no way I am the person to do these things. And it stifled me. And I just stopped. I stopped living and dreaming. I just went through the day to day. You know that? Just the cycle where I just survive in the day, gotta do what I gotta do to get through the day and not a different thing else. Nothing else. And then I went back in the cycle and I started sharing my dreams, my ideas again. Same thing. Same messages from people. Same responses. Just another one of Amy's ideas and dreams. But now when I stopped sharing my ideas and my dreams, I also stopped giving other people access to my dreams. I stopped giving certain people a voice in my life. And I got really specific about who gets a seat at my table. And I want you to think about this. Who gets a seat at your table? And at the end, I'm going to teach you the exercise so you can figure this out for yourself. But there was one thing that happened. I never stopped dreaming again or trying new things. Because sure, some of my failures were epic and costly. But I learned something from each and every one. I made my failures my fuel. But the biggest lesson I learned is about those that didn't believe in me. Those that laughed and blew me off. They all had one thing in common. Their words were limited by their own self, by their worldview, and they had nothing to do with me. And once I realized this, I quit letting their words and their actions impact me. It no longer hurt me. That's their stuff, not my stuff to hold. That's their lack of having a big dream. That's their lack of having a big idea and taking action on it, not just having it, but taking action on it and being okay with failing. So here's one thing you can do. And I do this every year. I draw out on a piece of paper, and I am a terrible drawer. So mine is just a big circle. And I am making a round table. And at my table, there are 8 chairs. There is one big chair that's a bigger circle than the rest, and that's me. And I'm going to tell you why I'm bigger in a minute. Visualize this with me. Round circle, 8 chairs. One of them is bigger. That is me. I write my name in it. Do you want to know exactly where you stand in all 10 areas of life, relationships, and business? It's time to take the free Thrive Life Inventory, and you will receive a multi-page report showing you exactly where you need to grow and where your strengths are in your life, relationships, and business domains. You're even going to find helpful tools, strategies, and more based on your unique results. Go to ThriveLifeInventory.com and get your scorecard delivered now. And then I go around and I think about this. Who in my life can I trust to build me up, help propel me forward, and not let their junk and their stuff come and be my stuff? Who will support me, and maybe constructive criticism is involved, lovingly letting me know how they see that I might be going down the wrong path, but then letting me make the choice and supporting me in that? Who in my life holds those spaces? Is it a mentor? Is it a pastor? Is it a friend? Is it a spouse? Is it a family member? Is it somebody that works with you at your office or works for you if you own a business? And I'm going to tell you, I put a box to the side, and that's my maybe box. I got some maybe people. They're either newer to me or in my world, or I'm not sure about them anymore. I'm not sure if they get a seat at my table, because a seat at your table is so vitally important. These are the people that you let speak into your life, even when hard, that you trust to hold you lovingly. And if they're not there, everybody else outside of these people at the table, they don't get a voice. They could have a voice and they could share things, but they don't have a voice that impacts me. And when it starts to, I say, wait, are they at my table? So when they start telling me you can't do this, even though I have a dream, and they may be a master marketer, but you can't do it, Amy. Well, for a while, I thought I should just trust what they're saying because they know more than me. But now I'm more of, don't tell me I can't, tell me how. Help me figure out how. So I've gone through and I've put the people at my tables. And I'm going to be honest, this last time I did this, I did not fill up my table. My table actually shrunk. I have my spouse. I have a coach that I have a personal coach. I have 2 friends that are also, they're guys even, that are mentors of mine as well, and prayer mentors who I will go to and can trust to lovingly say negative things to me in a way I can hear, but still accept me if I don't accept it. Let me fail on my own. And it's okay. You don't have to fill up your table. Your table could be as big or as small as you want. But if you don't have these people in your life, I want you to start seeking them. I want you to start seeking them now. Because where do you want to go? Are you have big dreams, big goals, big ideas in any area of life? And are you acting on them with people surrounding you, with voices coming at you that are supportive and lifting you up? Majority of my life, I never had this. I never even thought it was important. But I know when I've been at my best, when I've been the most successful, and when I've gained the most tractions on ideas and goals, and these are personal and professional, it was because of the people that had a seat at my table. And it was also because I booted some out. But here's the final key. There's one more person at your table, and they're right smack dab in the middle of that biggest circle of the table. And that is Jesus, right it across there. Jesus is at the center of it all. At the center of it all, your life, your relationships, and your business. And if he's not, if you're going to work and you're leaving him at the door, you got to put him back in the center. Alrighty, that wraps up today's episode of Couch Time with Amy Wine. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And while you're there, it would mean the world to me if you would take just a few seconds and leave me an honest rating and review. You can find all the links and information mentioned in this episode at www.amywine.com. Please share your episodes with your friends and don't forget to tag me on Instagram at amywineco. Thanks for listening, and I will meet you here again next week. Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business and your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're gonna tackle real life marriage challenges. From reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're gonna find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com. And let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.